Welcome to Global Journal of Environmental Science and Management Podcast. You are listening to Volume 10, Number 2, Spring 2024. Article Number 19. Decarbonizing Gas Emissions from Petrochemical Production Using Microalgae. Author, F.B. Shevliakov. Affiliation, Chemical Engineering Processes Department, Ufa State Petroleum Technological University, Russia. Author, F.B. Shevliakov. Affiliation, the National Research Center, Kurchatov Institute, Federal State Unitary Enterprise. All Russian Scientific Research Institute of Aviation Materials, Russia. Author, R. Latipov. Affiliation, Department of Materials Science and Corrosion Protection, Ufa State Petroleum Technological University, Russia. Author, Dr. Latipova. Affiliation, Department of Materials Science and Corrosion Protection, Ufa State Petroleum Technological University, Russia. Corresponding author, A.B. Loptev. Abstract, background and objectives. Greenhouse gas emissions are the primary cause of global warming. Under the Paris Agreement, all countries have developed programs to reduce anthropogenic impact on the environment. In the petrochemical industry, for example, isoprene is a major contributor to the production of carbon dioxide, generating large amounts of acidic and hydrocarbon gases that are burned and released into the atmosphere. This study aimed to investigate the absorption of greenhouse gases from isoprene production by the marine microalgae Isocrysis galbana and Tetraselma suessica, as well as the freshwater microalgae Chlorella vulgaris. Methods: microalgae cells were cultured in a bioreactor. The grown microalgae strains and mineralized water were fed to the bioreactor. Gases discharged from isoprene production were passed through the bioreactor. Inlet and outlet gas compositions were monitored by chromatography. Findings: absorption of gases discharged from isoprene production by microalgae was studied for the first time. Chlorella vulgaris microalgae reduced methane and carbon dioxide contents by an average of 20 times. A mixture of microalgae Tetraselma suessica and Isocrysis galbana reduced methane and carbon dioxide contents by a factor of 10 but completely absorbed hydrocarbon gases from methane to pentane. Conclusion: the results indicate that microalgae cultivation can be used as a reliable and stable technology for the biofixation of the gases discharged in isoprene production. This technology can eliminate the combustion stage of hydrocarbon gases in isoprene production and significantly reduce carbon dioxide emissions into the atmosphere. Keywords: carbon dioxide climate, Chlorella vulgaris decarbonization, greenhouse effect, isoprene production, microalgae Tetraselma suessica. You can read full article at gjesm.net.